Lesson 87. Run. What's the paradigm of the verb to run?
The paradigm of the verb to run is run, ran, run.
What's the furthest you've ever run?
The furthest I've ever run is half a mile.
Grow, grew, grown. Most of all. What does the verb to grow mean?
The verb to grow means crescere.
What's the paradigm of the verb to grow?
The paradigm of the verb to grow is grow, grew, grown.
At about what age does the average person stop growing physically?
The average person stopped growing physically at about the age of 25.
If you grew tired, what did you do?
If I grew tired, I'd go to bed and sleep, or sit down and rest.
What kind of food is grown most of all in this part of the world?
The kind of food that is grown most of all in this part of the world is fruit.
Matter. What does the word matter mean?
The word matter means materia, cosa, or questione.
What kind of matter is this book made of?
This book is made of paper matter.
Do you think that the possibility of another world war is a serious matter?
Yes, I think that the possibility of another world war is a serious matter.
Are you interested in political matters?
Yes, I'm interested in political matters. Or no, I'm not interested in political matters.
Tail questions. Tail, expect, kitchen. A tail question is formed by repeating the auxiliary verb in the main part of the sentence. That is, such words as shall, should, can, could, do, did, have, had, am, was, etc. If the main part of the sentence is positive, the tail question must be negative. If the main part is negative, the tail must be positive. For example, you're Mr. Brown, aren't you? You aren't Mr. Brown, are you? How is a tail question formed?
A tail question is formed by repeating the auxiliary verb in the main part of the sentence. If the main part is positive, the tail question must be negative. If the main part is negative, the tail question must be positive.
Right. Now I will give you the main part of a sentence, and you must give me the tail question. He's a young man.
Isn't he?
He isn't a young man.
Is he?
You've got a very nice kitchen.
Haven't you?
You haven't got a very nice kitchen.
Have you?
You can sing.
Can't you?
You can't sing.
Can you?
He'll be afraid.
Won't he?
He won't be afraid.
Will he?
They would be hungry.
Wouldn't they?
They wouldn't be hungry.
Would they?
When a sentence contains no auxiliary verb, the auxiliary verb do is used in the tail question. For example, you know how to cook, don't you? When a sentence contains no auxiliary verb, which verb do we use in the tail question?
When a sentence contains no auxiliary verb, we use do in the tail question.
Give me an example, please.
They come every Thursday, don't they?
When a tail question is in the negative, we expect a positive answer. For example, you drink coffee, don't you? Yes, I do. When, on the other hand, it is in the positive, we expect a negative answer. For example, you don't drink coffee, do you? No, I don't. The same is true with the past tense and other tenses. For example, you saw him yesterday, didn't you? Yes, I did. Or, you didn't see him yesterday, did you? No, I didn't. When a tail question is in the negative, what kind of answer do we expect?
When a tail question is in the negative, we expect a positive answer.
Give me an example, please.
He doesn't run very fast, does he? No, he doesn't.
Purpose. For what purpose do people work?
people work in order to earn money.
What do you think is the purpose of living?
I think the purpose of living is to be happy and make others happy.
Right. Legal. If you had the right by law to do whatever you wished, what'd you do?
If I'd the right by law to do whatever I wished, I'd break into a bank and help myself to a lot of money.
Do we usually have the legal right to say unpleasant things about other people in public, even though what we say may or might be true?
No, we don't usually have the legal right to say unpleasant things about other people in public, even though what we say may be true. It depends on what is said.
On to. The word on we can use for things which are moving or still. For example, I'm putting the book on the table. The book is on the table. The word onto we can only use for things which are moving. We can say, I'm putting the book onto the table. But we can't say, the book is onto the table. What's the difference between the words on and onto?
The difference between the words on and onto is that the word on we can use for things which are moving or still, whilst onto we can only use for things which are moving.
Do you think you could jump onto the table with both your feet together?
Yes, I think I could jump onto the table with both my feet together. Or, no, I don't think I could jump onto the table with both my feet together.
Have you ever tried to do it?
Yes, I've tried to do it. Or, no, I've never tried to do it.
Tie. Prisoner. How do they usually tie a prisoner?
They usually tie a prisoner with his hands behind his back.
Allow. Do you think children ought to be allowed to smoke at the age of 14?
Yes, I think children ought to be allowed to smoke at the age of 14. Or, no, I don't think children ought to be allowed to smoke at the age of 14.
Elect. In the old days, was the government of a country generally elected by the people?
Yes, in some cases, the government of a country was elected by the people, but generally not.
Power. Do you think that all the power of a country ought to be put into the hands of one man?
Yes, I think that all the power of a country ought to be put into the hands of one man. Or, no, I don't think that all the power of a country ought to be put into the hands of one man.
Silent. What'd be the danger of having a completely silent car?
The danger of having a completely silent car would be that people crossing the road would not hear it coming.
Take a bath.